Vizehu Vayetse Yaakov Mebershova Vayelech Harona. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the whole story of Yaakov Avinu leaving home to go find his mate, looking for his zivug, and a lot of interesting things that happened along the way. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Hainu, Kishe Ish HaYisraeli Yoytse Midarga LeDarga.
Could you repeat that first sentence again? Sorry.
Vizehu.
No, I mean the English sentence, what you just said.
This is what it means when it tells us that Yaakov Avinu left Be'er Sheva and went to Choron. Hainu, kishayisha Yisraeli yoytze midarga ledarga, whenever a Jew wants to go from one level to the next level up, oz mishtatchin umispashtim kenegdoi haklipois, the klipois spread out in front of him and extend themselves all the way, sheheim hadimyoinois, which means all the confusion and all the imagination plays on a person about how difficult it's going to be and how hard it's going to be. Shehem bechinas charoinav. They all represent what we call the anger of Hashem, seemingly Hashem's anger. A person's being pushed away. A person's being knocked down. Kihem mitukva dedino kiyadua. Because these klipois and everything come from the super din of Hashem. That's their source. Vizehu, this is why it says Vayetze Yaakov Shehu Isha Yisraeli. Yaakov Avinu symbolizes the Jew. He left Be'er Sheva Hainu Mehamadrego Hagdoisha Shehoyobo. He left the level that he was on at first, Shenikras Be'er Sheva, which was called the seventh well. Ki kol darga v'darga digdusha klula mikol hashivamidos. Because every single level that a Jew achieves is called Be'er Sheva, meaning because it's made up of seven levels. It's made up of this Chesed Gvura Tiferes Netzach Hod Yisoid Malchus. Each Madrega that a person's on is kolul from these seven Midos, Shem Zayin Yemei Abinyan, which correspond to the 7 days of the week, Sheklulim B'chol Darga, which are found on every level. On every Madrega, there's the Chesed of that Madrega, the Gvur of that Madrega, the Malchus of that Madrega, etc. Ukishe Yaakov, Shehu Isha Yisraeli, Yoytze Misham, and when the Jew leaves a certain level, Kedei Lovoi LaMadrega Shnia HaKavoya Yoyser, to go up to the next level, which is higher, Oz, you know what happens? Vayelech Chorono. He walks into the action. He walks into the bullets. Oz vayelech charona shemuchrach leilech derech hacharoinav. He's got to pass through the bullets. He's got to pass through the explosions, the minefield, the anger of Hashem, seemingly shehem haklipois, which represent these klipois, shemehem kol hadimyoinois vahataivois vahabilbulim shemispash negdoi b'chol pam kanal. This represents all the demyonos, all the confusion, and all the different things where things seem to be one way and they're really the other way, and all the evil desires, the taivas and bilbulim, the confusion, shemispashtem negoi kol pam, which spread out to block the person at every pass. Avol mach mashish haYisraeli bechinas Yaakov chozek bedaitoi. But if this Jew isn't the wimp, if he's serious, if he really knows what he wants, and he wants to go up, ve'enoi maniach es mekoima, he doesn't retreat. Ve'enoi noifil bedaitoi machmazeh, he doesn't allow himself to fall in his own mind, to start saying, who knows, maybe I'm not really for this, maybe this isn't really for me, maybe it's too high for me, etc. Rak mischazek b'chol ma'adef shalamoy dalomdoi. But rather, he uses whatever item he has at his means to hold his ground. You know what happens? Vayivka b'mokoim. He arrives at his destination. He gets to the place. Then Yaakov Avinu was zocher to realize the truth. Shema shemispashtim hatayvois v'chulu et kenektoi kol kach. That the reason why all of sins and fell and had yerivos and all kinds of stuff. By Yaakov Avinu it says Vayelech Choron. He went to a place called Choron, and Choron is Miloshin Choronav, anger, which implies that on this trip, it says over there Vayolin Sham Kivu Hashemesh, he had to spend the night there because it got dark. Got dark could mean spiritually also, that he experienced a Yerida before the Aliyah. that before Yaakov Avinu got to discover that site of the Beis Hamikdash, he had his Yerida, as we'll see soon. Then, when the person arrives there, he's zocher to realize that Ein Zeh Nefila Chas V'Shalom, this didn't imply that I fell, this isn't a fall. It's only because I'm moving up a level, and I'm trying to achieve a greater degree of closeness to Hashem than I had before. That's why these klipos are going all out to punch me around and to get me to have this yirido, this nefila. This is why it says over there that Yaakov Avinu arrived at his destination. He was zocher as a result, by going through that super anger of Hashem, by blasting through those klipos, he was zocher to arrive at the Mekoymoy Shaloylam, at the most important place on earth, which was the site of the Beis Hamikdash. Because each time a Jew climbs to a higher level, he's getting closer to Hashem. Hashem is called the place of the world. The world isn't Hashem's ballpark. Hashem is the ballpark of the world. The world isn't Hashem's mokom. Hashem is the mokom. When it says that Yaakov Avinu arrived ba-mokom, that's another way of saying he arrived at Hashem. Because the ultimate mokom is Hashem himself. The ultimate destination is, the ultimate place is Hashem himself. Shekol ha-mekoymois v'chol ha-dargois sheboilam klulim bo yisporach. Because all places and all levels are found in Hashem. Because the Gemara says that Hashem is the place of the world and the world is not his place. You understand? The world is contained inside of Hashem, not Hashem being contained inside the world. Hainu sheyakoy b'chinas isha Yisraeli ayidei goydol hizchaskusoy zocho lohovinu emes. Yaakov Avinu, who represents the Jew here, as a result of his being strong, not falling, not becoming weakened by all of this, was zoche to realize and understand the truth. She'ein zeh nefila v'yisrachus kas v'sholom. This wasn't Hashem's way of knocking him down or pushing him away. Rak pogash shom daika b'mekoymo sheloilam. But rather, bedavka, as a result of going through this beating, as a result of going through this darkness, this klipos, he arrived at the choicest place on earth. Shehevin, Yaakov Avinu zecha to realize sheshom daiko tzorech lovo ilamadrega govoya yoiser liskar v'yoser Hashem Yisborach, that this was a place where he was going to achieve a whole brand new closeness to Hashem. He was going to experience a fantastic aliyah. V'alkein mispashtem kenegdei kolkach. That's why the klipos, the problems, are battling against them so solidly. When he saw all the different problems coming at him, he realized that this is telling me that right here is where I'm supposed to achieve a tremendous aliyah of Kedusha, and they know about it. That's why they're all coming out to block me, to hold me down. Va'oz, and what did Yaakov Avinu do to deal with this? Va'yolen shom, he spent the night there, kivo hashemesh, because the sun had set. Hainu shekibel alatzmoi. He accepted all of these problems. He accepted it properly. V'soval tzar hachoshech. He suffered the pain of darkness. In other words, he spent the night, he went through the darkness. Shehu b'chinas laila. V'lon shom betzaroi shehoyeloi miredifas hataivois v'ademyoinois. And he spent the night there suffering from all the taivois rois that were battling, that were being aroused in him, all the evil desires and the demyonois, the confusion, shehem bechinas charoinaf, which are all included in this term, the anger of Hashem, the midas hadin of Hashem, shehem bechinas haklipois sheespashtu kenegdoi machmasho yitzorech laalis lamadrega shmiya kanal, this is all the klipos that rose up against him because he was supposed to rise to a whole new level. V'zehu kivor hashemesh. This is why the pasuk says, because the sun had set. Rav Nosson Zal explains, shehu hasechel v'hamoichin shenestalko mimenu. This refers to his ability to think well, to think clearly and solid, all of that left him. Ki be'eis hisgabrusam v'spashdusam ein hasechel b'shleimus. Because when these klipos attack a person, what happens is the person's seichel is not b'shleimus at that time. Because if his seichel were b'shleimus, he could easily see what's going on and get through it. What happens is, part of the test, the Baal Shem Tov says, how in the world could Hashem ever test a tzaddik? It's a joke. What do you mean test a tzaddik? A tzaddik who believes 100% Hashem and is so totally devoted to Hashem that he'll throw himself in fire. He'll throw himself off a mountain for Hashem. How do you test him? The Baal Shem Tov says the only way that Hashem could test him is that Hashem first takes away some of the tzaddik's das. He takes away some of his moichin, some of his brains. And then it becomes a test. When you're able to think clearly, when you're able to figure out something clearly, then it's no test. But when suddenly some of your brain is put in storage, and you're working with half a brain or no brain, then it becomes a... When there's such bilbulim going on that the person's brain is turned off, then it becomes a test. Also, some of his das was taken away. In order for it to be a test, he had to lose, forfeit some of his das. And then he had to strengthen himself with emuna and other things to pass the test. Ki koyach hamedame shemishom kol hataivois hu keneged hasechel. Because this place, this item called koyach hamedame, which is another name for the sotom, from which all the evil desires come from and all of that, that's the opposite of sechel. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter on the Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, the Torah Chof Hei. V'zehu kivor hashemesh. This is why it says over there, because the sun set, and Rashi, the Gemara adds the words, sheloi boinosa. The sun set at the wrong time. It was early, it was still in the middle of the day, and Hashem made the sun set because Hashem wanted him to go to sleep and see this special vision of the ladder with the whole thing. As the Gemara says, Hainu shebivadai bias Hashemesh shehu histalkus hamoichin shoyu loyoz hoyo sheloi boinoso sheloi bizmanoi ki loy hoyo bedin sheistalik sichloi mimenu vispashi kenegdoi kol kach ki loy hoyo machmas nefilosich hasashon. The fact that it turned night at that time, the fact that Yaakov Avinu lost his brains at that time, was not because of any crime he had committed. It wasn't proper timing. It wasn't as a result of things he had done wrong that he forfeited it, but rather so that the klipoy should attack him so hard. Rak machma shoyotzorech laois lamadrega beis kanal. It was only simply because it was time to go up to a new level. That's why it happened. You understand? It would make sense to a Jew, if a Jew sees that he did 40 sins, and then suddenly his brain goes into confusion state, and all kinds of problems crop up with his wife and his kids and all kinds of stuff, then the person could look at it and say, yeah, I know, yesterday I did 40 sins, so this is the result of it. But when a person is feeling an intense desire to come close to Hashem, and he's trying to do everything in the world to come close to Hashem, and then suddenly they close the lights on him, then suddenly he sees all over, he's being messed up, smashed, and none of it's making any sense to him, he can't figure it out, that's called Shalei Boinosa. It's an untimely darkness. What did I do to deserve this? V'zehu, this is why the pasuk says over there, V'yikach me'avne ha'mokoim v'yosem rashoisov. What did Yaakov Avinu do? He took stones over there, and he placed them underneath his head. Vom Razal, the Gemara says, Shehoyu Yud Beis Avonim. There were 12 stones in that place, Keneged Yud Beis Shiftei Bnei Yaakov, corresponding to the 12 children that were destined to come from him. Yud Beis Avonim Heim Bechinas Yud Beis Avnei Hachoshen Shehoyu Al Shmois Yud Beis Shiftei Bnei Yaakov Shem Klolius Agavnin. These 12 stones over there symbolize the widest array of technicolor that Hashem presented in the world, in a sense, which was the Choshen, the breastplate of the Kohen, where he had those 12 special stones, Oidem, Pitadov, Orekes, each one a beautiful color, corresponding to the 12 sons of Yaakov Avinu, remember? And each one of the stones had on it the names of one of the 12 tribes. Kikol hagavnin hoyu biyud beis avnei achoshen. All the different, the full spectrum of color was found in the stones that were on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Sheim oidem upitedo, etc., etc., that are described in the Chumash. Shekol echod hoyu loy gavn miyuchod. Each one of these stones had a unique color. Shit nimtza. So what do we see from this? Sheyud beis avnei achoshen heim klolius hagavnin. These 12 stones that were in the Choshen represented the full array of colors. Hainu, this means Shehimshich Hizgalus Hagavnin. Yaakov Avinu knew how to battle this. He knew that when you see all of these klipos lining up against you, what do you got to do? You got to draw this Gedula, you got to reveal the Gedula Saboire. You got to turn on the lights. You got to explode the light at them. That's what gave him the ability to zap the klipos on this new level that he was supposed to go up to. And he was able to get out of the confusion of this second level and enter into the light on the second level. And to enter into the seichel of that level. Because we say whenever a person comes to a new level, first he's got to go through the medame on that level, and then he gets to the seichel on that level. V'zehu, this is why it says over there, Vayishkav b'mokoim ahu. Yaakov Avinu lay down in that place. V'iso, it's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, Shehu Bechinas V'yesh Chof Beis. The word Vayishkav is V'yesh Chof Beis. There are 22 letters here. Sheheim Chof Beis Asfon Doiraiso. This referred to the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Hainu Shezocho Leshaber Hamedame. This means that Yaakov Avinu succeeded in wiping, in smashing the Medame. V'laloi Sela Sechel. And in rising up to the Sechel. Ulohoitzi Mesikus Sichloi Mikoyach Elapoel. And he was able to bring forth the sweetness of his brain to bring it into action, into a tangible form. Ad shezocho l'seichel hanikne, till he was zocho to the highest point of seichel, which is called seichel hanikne, where a person has the ability to apply all of their knowledge to practical usage, to be able to know exactly how to translate their knowledge into lemaisa. Shehu bechinas noifes tzufim v'amono. K'mo shekosu shom betchila satoran al ayin shom. Rabbi Nazal, in that chapter on Likud Imran, refers to this highest level of sechel to as a sweetness, a sweetness of honey. Rabbi Nazal brings psukim to connect it to this noifes tzufim. V'zeh ayin shom. Look in the beginning of Torah Chof Hei on Likud Imran over there, and you'll see the connection. V'zehu bechinas Chof Beis Asfon Doiraiso. This is the concept of the 22 letters of the Torah. Kizehu Shleimus HaSechel. That represents a person completing his wisdom. Kishemoitzin Oisa Mikoyach HaLapoyal. When a Jew is zeuche to take his knowledge and wisdom and bring it forth, Ad Shezeuchen LeSechel HaNikne, to the point where the person is zeuche to bring forth actual new ideas and new concepts that can be applied, dahainu lahasig dovor kayom batorah, where the person can come to understand an item that exists within the Torah, that's the shleimus hasechel. The ikur shleimus hasogas hasechel hu kishezoichen lahachnis hasogo betoich tseirufei oisiois shein bechinas chof beis asfon doiraiso. The main shleimus hasechel is when a person is able to take a concept that's only in theory and bring that concept into letters of the Torah, to to be able to reveal a new idea, a new concept in Torah, and to find it within the letters of the Torah, within those 22 letters of the Sefer Torah. Dahainu sheyuchal ledaber ulegaloi zois hasogo al yidei adibur shekolo mechof bezoisios. When is the seichel considered complete? When a person thinks of a new concept, but it's not so clear to them, then they say, I have this idea in my mind, but I can't talk about it yet because I haven't really crystallized it. But once the person is able to master that concept well enough, where they're able to express it in words, they're able to bring it into the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis and bring it into a Lamaisa, that's when the person has achieved a Shleimus HaSeichel for that specific concept. Ki kol zman she'ein yochoy lahachnis HaSeichel b'toich oisiyas adibur, nechshav b'chinas HaSeichel b'koyach. Because until a person achieves the ability of bringing their idea into words, translating into words, that idea is still called theory. It's sechel bekoyach to them. Ve'ikur moitzi mikoyach el apoyal hu kishemachnis le betoich chof beiz oisiyas hadibur. The main concept of bringing it into action is when you can translate it into words. Once a person has an idea of a fabulous kind of house, it's in his mind. Until he can translate it into words, he can't hire an architect or a kabbalan because he doesn't know what to say to them. He's got it in his brain and he can't put it into words. It's as soon as he's able to express it, bring it down into dibur, that's when he's in a position to make it happen, to start making it happen. Shezehu b'chinas noifes ti toifno sifsoi sayich hamuva sham batorah. Now, there's a pasuk that says, your lips drip with sweet honey. Le'inyan zeh ayin shom. Rabbein Zal brings this over there on the Kutimran regarding this item, regarding the wisdom that a Jew is zeichet, a new concept in wisdom that a Jew is zeichet to bring forth with his lips. Vezehu vayishka bamokoim hahu. This is why the pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu lay down in that special place. Shayidei she'omad isha Yisraeli alomdoi. Through the Jew standing his ground. V'lohiniach atzmoi lipoil, and not allowing himself to be knocked down, alidei toikev ha'hispashtu she'hispashtu kenegdoi, despite the fact that the klipois worked so hard to try to pull him down, v'zocho lahamshich hisgalu sagavnin, and he zochet to draw upon himself this revelation of colors, to the point where when he shined this light at them, he knocked them down. Just like the case of Shlomo HaMelech, who it's brought that he had a special ring, that when Ashmedai, whenever they shade him, you know, whenever the Klipos would oppose him, he would be able to shine this at them, and the light from it would be able to zap them. They had to run away from it. Or the fact that the Zohar Kodesh says that we have the mezuzah on the right side of the door. Doesn't make sense. Why on the right side? If klipois are typically on the left side, and the word mezuzois is zoz moves, it erases death, it eliminates death, then it would sound logical that the mezuzah should be on the left side. Why is it on the right side? The Zohar HaKadosh says because it represents that item which is standing opposite the left side. The mezuzah is facing the left side, zapping it, holding it down, controlling it, and making sure that it can't do any damage. It can't move out of its place. It can't get into the house. That what's symbolized by the left side, the klipa, the tumah, can't come into the house. What's neutralizing it? The mezuzah on the right. You understand? The Zohar HaKadosh compares that mezuzah on the right side of the doorpost to the ring of Shlomo HaMelech, with which when he shined it at the Ashmedai, he was able to keep him in place, in a sense. So when the Jew is zecher to do this, al yidei zeh zocho la'aloi sel ha'sechel sheba madrega gavoya yoser, then the Jew is zecher to rise up to that next level, ad shehoitzi ha'sechel mikoyach ha'lapoyel, to the point where he's zecher to bring the sechel translated into action. Shubchinas oisiyei sadibur, the first step of action is words. Bringing it into words. The first step in order to make anything happen in this world, no matter what kind of idea you have, an idea, a concept, a thought, until you can put it into words, it ain't going to happen. And even if you're going to say, hold on a second, what are you talking about? What if I'm going to make it myself? What if I think of an idea, and then I go ahead and I'll do it myself? The Zohar HaKadosh says, there ain't no such thing as anything happening in this world, Lamaisa, unless it goes through three stages. Thought, speech, and action. The Zohar HaKadosh says, the word Adam, Aleph, stands for Machshava. Number one, the highest level is Machshava, thought. The Dalit is Dibur, and the Mem is Maiser. Nothing happens on earth without going those three. But what do you mean? I kept my mouth shut the whole time. I came up with the idea to punch this guy's lights out. I didn't say a word to anybody about it. I just thought of it, walked over him, stuck my fist in his face, and I punched him out. Where's the words? Where's the Dibur? The Zohar HaKadosh says sometimes this happens in a dakus way. Sometimes you don't hear the words. Sometimes you don't even feel the lips moving, and yet there are words. There's no such thing as any action taking place in this world without it being preceded with Dibur. There must be Dibur. And that's why, again, it's so important. If anybody wants any action, any spiritual action, they have to talk first. They have to talk to Hashem about it first. They have to have exploited this. The more you speak to Hashem, the more you make it possible for all kinds of action to happen for you. Good action we're talking about.
How would the Aleph be more
shocking? A few ways. The word Aleph means to teach. There's a pasuk, Va'alefcha Chochma. I will teach you, Va'alefcha Chochma, Va'alefcha Bina. I will teach you wisdom. So we see Chochma and Bina, which symbolize Machshava, are represented by Aleph. And also, because again, in terms of stages and phases, step one is Machshava. You understand? In the Sphirois, in the Midas of Hashem, Aleph, number one, is Chochma, Machshava.
Ulpan.
Exactly. It's Aleph, called it's called an Ulpan.
Aleph,
what's
Habina. Ulpan? So Aleph here is Chochma.
For sure.
The Chochma that teaches Bina.
Aleph is Pele also, which is Kesev, which is the crown of Hashem, which represents Machshava. The word Aleph is the Oseis Pele. There's a lot, we're going to learn a lot of proofs for that along the way. Where are we? Va'oz, and then the pasuk says, so he brought the sechel from koyach into poyal. Ad shohitzia sechel mi koyach ala poyal, until Yaakov Avinu succeeded in bringing this sechel into action, shehu b'chinas oisye sadibur, which means putting it into letters. Chof Beis Asman Dei Reisachanal, the 22 letters of the Torah. That's why it says, Vayishkav, that Yaakov Avinu achieved Yishkav. Now, for a little Purim Torah, although this isn't Purim Torah, the word Rav Nosson Zal focuses on the Chof Beis, Yesh Chof Beis. What is Yesh? Rabbi Rosenfeld Zichron Avrocha once told me from the Sifrei Kabbalah, that when we talk about Hashem creating the world, Yesh Me'ayim, what is Yesh? Something, literally, Yesh Me'ayim means something from nothing. How do we translate into that, into Kabbalah terminology? Ayin, the word Ayin means nothing. Ayin is the nickname for Keser. Keser, the crown of Hashem, that represents the level of Kedusha that's called nothingness, in a sense. So high up that you don't, there's no tzimtzum, there's no boundaries, there's no gvulin. All you see is vast nothingness, like, you understand? That's Keser. What comes from Keser? Chochma and Bina. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Kenei Chochma, Kenei Bina. Acquire Chochma, acquire Bina. Kuf Nun Hei is 155. Twice Kuf Nun Hei is 310. That's Yesh. When we use this terminology that Hashem created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, it means Chochma and Bina. Yesh is two Kneis, you understand? Chochma and Bina from Keser. And Chochma and Bina is the brain, is the Meichen, right? When it says here, Vayishka Ve'yesh Chof Beis, it means that Yaakov Avinu converted the Sechel into letters, into Chof Beis Asman. You understand? Va'oz, and then the Pasuk says, Vayachaloim, that he dreamed. Vihin, maybe we'll hold it over here. We'll hold it over here. This, huh? This is a new piece.
I mean, this is building up to the, that he had the Gilui of the Sechel, the sechel and nikneh.
Exactly. This level of sechel, which you can translate into action, where you understand something well enough that you could make it happen. That kind of thing.
What do we do if we're not sure, you know, and...
No. On the contrary, he didn't give you that option here. He told you, he's been following this.
Right.
He's been paralleling this, and he's saying that.
Stones and make myself a pillow.
Exactly. One second. We were taught before what the 12 stones were. He gave you two versions of it. One was tzedakah. Remember? He mentioned to you that money has this shine in it, this gedula sabayre. The same shine that those 12 stones had is the shine of money, that kesev azor. Person gives a penny to tzedakah. Every single, when a person feels this action surrounding him, and he takes 10 agorot and says, I'm giving this to tzedakah, to be machmiah, all the klipos around me. There's a pasuk, tzedek yifonov, tzedek lefonov yehalech, v'yosem lederech pomov, that your tzedakah will go before you and carve out, it's like a machete that cuts out all the junk that's blocking you, all the klipos, that's what it is. That's one form of it. And we said another form of gedula saboyri is when the person says, Hashem, that despite the fact that I feel myself surrounded by all this junk, and that the Satan's trying to convince me that I'm nothing, and my family is nothing, and I'm never going to get there, and all of that stuff, despite that, I remind myself of the gedula saboyri, all the chasodim that Hashem did for me, and I start singing my kilo ilam chasdois. I start making a list of the hundreds of things that I need to thank Hashem for, that He did for me the past. That his galus of gedula saboyri is what zaps the klipos.
Does it put more din upon you as they see this?
Chas v'sholom. This is the gun. This is the thing that splashes them out.
Later, see, according to these eyes, so later on, Yaakov Avinu is left for long, 20 years later, and he fights. This is just a continuation of Yaakov's another madrig he has to live on. Yes, there's another night of tremendous sorrow. And with Esther, after she's fasted 70 hours, and she puts on her big day malchus, the Gemara says she puts on the Shekhinah comes down, and she has Ruach HaKodesh, and she's walking there, and she's walking, and in order to get to the king's room, she has to walk through the Beit HaTzlamim.
Exactly.
This is an awesome scene. And the Beit HaTzlamim is the idol room. They're the big wooden Persian wooden idols are sitting there, lined up along the walls, and all of a sudden she says, "Keli, Keli, lama azaftani." She feels that the Ruach HaKodesh has left her, but she completely breaks down. And go into it, what it means, but just without going into it, immediately Ahasuerus sees her and calls her in. Now it's just at the moment when she feels completely broken. It's just a little microcosm of the same thing. Every time we're seeing, Rabbi Nachman is bringing out that we are going through this, and he's telling us, he's telling us an awesome thing.
That's a perfect example of it, because that's the case. In other words, here's a case of Esther Amalko, who fasted for a few days. She did all kinds of things to get to the next level. Her mission was to crash Haman, to wipe out that decree and everything, to solve the whole problem and to give us the whole miracle of Purim. She did all kinds of preparation for it, fasting and all kinds of stuff. And then she started walking towards Ahasuerush to go see him, to present her case before him about Haman wanting to... It's brought that right before she got to Ahasuerush, he had a room full of idols that you had to pass through. When she went in there, she lost everything.
They
stripped her of her... One second, but it says clearly she lost her Ruach HaKodesh. She had batteries, she had all kinds of things vibrating in her that made her tzedekis. And then when she walked through that room, it says everything went dead. Lahavdil, blackout. Literally blackout. And that's why she... So now, at that point, she could have done one of two things. She could have ran back. She could have ran back to her room and said, forget it. Hashem is showing that he wants me to fail. In other words, I can't do it or whatever. Or she could cry out to Hashem and be megale the gedula. She screamed, Keli, Keli, loma zaftoni, Hashem, why are you leaving me? And by saying that, she acknowledged that there is Hashem. She didn't say, oh, so then there's no Hashem. Then Hashem is zero. If I see that all my strength can be zapped just by going through this room, then there is no Hashem. There's no tzaddikim. There's no nothing. She didn't make that mistake. she cried out, Hashem, why are you leaving me? Rochok nishuasi divrei shagosi, whole chapter of Tehillim there. And then she got 10 times the strength. And then she went into him and crashed him and crashed Haman and splattered the whole thing to bits, you know, smashed the whole decree to bits. The same way Rav is showing here, that whenever a Jew has to go up a level, he's got to be ready for the blackout. You understand? There's that blackout that hits, because before you get to the inside, there's that wall of black around it. By Moshe Rabbeinu, by Matan Torah, it says, U'moshe nigash el ho'arofel asher shom ho'likim. There was a thick black cloud. It says, Vayamdu ho'o me'rochoik. The people stood back because they saw black cloud. Who's crazy to walk into a black cloud? But U'moshe nigash el ho'arofel asher shom ho'likim. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't fall for that. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that, you know where Hashem is? Hashem is surrounded by a black cloud. You got to be ready to walk through that black cloud and experience some of that blackness to get to Hashem.
So we see this as a constantly repeating pattern in the Torah. The Yechezkel had to break through this ethos. And Eliyahu HaNavi had an earthquake and the fire. And that every tzaddik, that Moshe Ben was put into a bore for 10 years. In the Midrash, and Yosef was put into a bore for 12 years, and that they all went through these things, and we overlook it when we see, because we look back and we see only the godless, that everything the Torah is telling us is the hell that a person isn't born a tzaddik.
But it's a problem here, when I most appreciate it.
What is it?
A person who has been put as a result of self-imposing,
right? Right.
Not some kind of a hospital. There's already been something that is taking place on a different level.
Right.
So
why do you say no tzakah's going to help him if Rabbeinu Zal said that his galus gedula sabayre zaps them? If a person did thousands of sins and as a result of that he's wearing these black jackets, he's mud, he's got layers of mud on him, and he wants to crawl out from under this by his saying Hashem is so good and Hashem is so kind, that even with all my sins and everything, I can come up with hundreds of things that Hashem has done good for me.
No, I'm saying that there's confusion over here, because the dynamics of it.